Good afternoon, Colorado Springs. You're listening to The Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris, and I am your host, Coach Chris. Today we have a very special guest, my brother from another mother, Clay Motley-Lunny, who's another performance coach. And today we're going to talk about discipline, mindset, and routine, which is very important. So Clay has been in Colorado Springs for how long now?
About 12 years now. Going on 12 years on April. It'll be 12 years. Yeah. Love it here. Fell in love. Great place. Yeah. Fantastic. Especially for anyone who's fitness minded. This is the place to live.
Right. And Clay has another secret. He used to be a professional wrestler.
Secret. It's like being the old guy in a story. Like, I know you from somewhere. It was a past life. Yeah, that was a long time ago. But yeah, still did it. Actually, my last match was here in Colorado Springs in 2011. I think that was my retiring match. Yeah. So
was that with XPW?
That was my retirement match in California. Uh-huh. And then shortly after that, moved out here. And there was a organization called Asylum Championship Wrestling. Mm-hmm. And they functioned a lot out of Denver, and they had a match and got tied in with one of the bookies, and he was like, yeah, come on in, and helped him with a couple things and put me on the show, and it was fun. It was a good time.
Tell you what, when it comes to something like that as grueling as professional wrestling is, discipline, mindset, and routine is your life.
It really was, and it was what set me up for success in a lot of other areas, whether it was my former careers or jobs in retail or restaurant management, and definitely going into personal training and being a coach, the things that they drilled into us, I've carried those over into so many different facets of my life. It was discipline, mindset, and routine are definitely a lifesaver and a life changer for sure.
So that gets into us talking a little about your personal training career as a coach, right? How we both train a little bit differently using brain-based training.
Yeah.
So why don't you get into that a little bit? Explain a little bit about that.
So fun fact, Chris here, Coach Chris, introduced me to that brain-based training. The webs intertwine here. It's pretty awesome. That brain-based training is definitely a game changer. And from what we can see in the industry, as far as personal training goes or anything health and fitness related, it's definitely the way of the future. In the next 10 years, you're just going to see more and more of it coming out. And that brain-based training is going to be a way to help you fill those gaps that you're missing. If you've been trying to get help or been trying to get out of pain or trying to break these plateaus and the regular traditional standards that you've been going for are not working, it could be something that your brain or your nervous system is just holding on to or being afraid to go into. So we definitely go into what's called the threat neuromatrix and a lot of science behind it. But for just everyone listening, no, that's just the way of the future. Just be ready.
Right. So it is a very complex route of nervous system, all that, but we're going to break it down, make it practical, so that way you guys have takeaways to take it home to be able to build that discipline, routine, and what were we talking about? Discipline, routine, and
the mindset.
And mindset, right? Yeah, and how all that plays in to neurological function and brain function.
Yes.
And Coach Clay has some awesome tips for us when we come back. So I'm glad to have him on the show today. You're listening to The Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris. I'm Coach Chris with Clay Motley-Lunny, and you're listening to Power Talk 1040. And we are back with The Cerebral Edge, where we give you the edge to be 1% better every day. And one guy that's going to help you do that right today is Coach Clay, because he's got some tips and nuggets for us that he's going to talk about discipline, mindset, and routine. So without further ado, take it away.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. Hope everyone's enjoying your lunch break here on the weekend. So most of us are probably, hopefully, seated, enjoying your weekend. And one of these tips that we're going to go into, as far as, you know, we're talking about discipline, mindset, and routine, I want to start at least thinking about a routine. And you got to start somewhere. And with the routine, we're thinking about repetition. We're thinking about things that we can do regularly. And there's probably not much else that your body does more regularly than breathe. We're going to miss days in the gym. We're going to take breaks. We're going to fall off the horse. We're going to get cloudy judgment. But the biggest thing that we could do is just take a moment to breathe. And for most people, they think, oh, I'm upright and standing. I'm breathing just fine. Like, you're breathing good enough to make it through your day. But what's happening internally with the deeper muscles that are involved with breathing, and the fact that air and oxygen is one of your brain's number one fuel sources. So if we can maximize how we breathe, or just taking breaks to make sure that we are resetting our breathing patterns when we're stressed, it's going to take not only just your day-to-day living to the next level, but maybe the stress and pain you feel in your neck, stress and pain you feel in your shoulders, the emotional stress that you're going through, to get more oxygen and think clearly, to make better judgment calls, or when you're training, take some better recovery in between those sets, come back stronger and smarter on the next set. That's some of the tips that we're going to give you today. And if you're seated, like we said earlier, it's totally fine, because most of us might have a seated job. The first drill I want to give you is for the diaphragm. Mm-hmm. If we can really reset that wall and that the roof there, you're going to affect two portions. You're going to start integrating, obviously, your core. It's a hot topic. I want more core. And that diaphragm is attached from the front, just like your core, all the way around, base of the ribs, also getting into like L4, L5, so your lumbar area. So if you're experiencing low back discomfort, or maybe you get stitches when you're running, maybe you have just a weak floor muscle, this drill can really set you apart and maybe break those walls we were talking about earlier. Seated, get yourself upright, nice and tall from that position. What you want to make sure you're doing is breathing through the stomach. A lot of us get stressed, shoulders take over, chest takes over, and those areas are super tight. So if that becomes a norm for you, you're probably not breathing through the stomach. Into the stomach, hand on the belly. This is going to let you feel where we should feel this drill coming through.
Okay, so people are going to be sitting upright. They're going to put one hand on their stomach, okay? Yep. And then they're just breathing, right?
So, yep, we just need to get a baseline. Like, do you even feel yourself breathing through the stomach? This is important. Your lungs are going to expand down and out first. They shouldn't be expanding up first. So we're trying to reset this idea of how I'm getting oxygen in. A hand on the stomach, seated up, upright. Next thing you do, close your mouth. No more mouth breathing today. Mm-hmm. Lots of nasal breathing. We're going to reset the pathway in through the nose by closing the mouth, hand on the belly. When you take that big inhale, you should feel that stomach expand out and around. The exhale is just as important. If you can take a moment to hold before you exhale, just notice the tension you feel in the stomach. Is it super tight? Is there no tension? That's fine. Let the exhale come out the nose as well. We really want to just focus on as much nasal breathing as you can. Mm-hmm. Inhale should last maybe 4, 5, 6 seconds if you can get there. Some of us have not been nasal breathing enough and trying to gasp air through two tiny straws. Mm-hmm. You might end up going 1 second, 2 second, whoa, I'm out of air already. Mm-hmm. And this could be a good indicator that we are doing a lot more mouth breathing than we should be doing throughout the day, which is another sign that we actually are going through more stress through the day than we think we are.
Yeah, we talked about this big in a workshop series that I did called Warrior Trapped Within, where we went and talked to a bunch of wounded veterans, basically. Gave a workshop for him on this topic of breathing is one of the key things that we focus on. And one way we emphasize that is through muscle testing, right? So I had one lady come in. She had pretty much a frozen shoulder, right? So she couldn't bring it up past 90. Yeah. The only thing we changed with her was how she breathed, right?
That's wild, yeah.
We had her close her mouth, right? She was breathing through her nose, expanding through the diaphragm, And ladies and gentlemen, she brought her arm past 90 after about a minute of drilling.
It's crazy.
When she went through months and months of PT. So when Clay is talking about diaphragmatic breathing, he knows exactly what he's talking about. Setting the core, right? Pain in the traps and the shoulders, right?
It's pretty gnarly, especially in our setting. We deal with people that are either exercising all the time or just in pain all the time. So getting these drills where we can get the shoulders out of chronic movement, because breathing is a chronic movement. Mm-hmm. Like throughout the day, we might take a pause, and it's a natural pause. We're not even conscious of it. And this pause happens. We're cool. We're under control. Breathing routine kicks back in. I go to bed, I'm sleeping, I'm still breathing. Those muscles are extremely durable and constant, ongoing. Mm-hmm. And that time while we sleep, there's sometimes people wake up saying, man, I feel like I woke up fighting ninjas or wrestling an alligator. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I so sore? It could be, well, the only thing you're doing at night is breathing. Mm-hmm. It could highly likely be that your breathing patterns, even at night, through the mouth or stuttering or gasping or chronic upper ventilatory breathing through the shoulders and neck, are just causing this super stiff neck when you wake up, super stiff shoulder when you mm-hmm. wake up, or even issues in the shoulder, like you were saying, with frozen shoulder. Mm-hmm. If we can get those muscles out of the picture and tell the brain, hey, this is actually the real pattern, the natural pattern we should be breathing when we're at rest. Mm-hmm. We can get other areas to relax and allow those functions to happen with shoulder range of motion, neck range of motion, spine range of motion, even strength in those areas, because if we're affecting our range of motion, we're affecting our strength.
Absolutely. One of my friends who's a strength coach said, if I could teach only one thing, one topic, it would teach people how to breathe correctly. So for those sitting at home going, well, how do I do that? What's a good drill for me to be able to get that belly breath, to get that 360 expansion from, you know, the front of the belly to even the back of the ribs a little bit, right? Yep. Because it should be a 360 breath. What's one drill you could give them to do today that's pretty simple that they can start with today?
So one drill, again, I'm still in the seated position here. So you have that one hand on your belly. The next hand you can bring up onto your shoulder. So let's just say right hand on the belly, left hand on the right shoulder. Just take a little lean to your left. And we're going to focus on one side of the whole body. You take that big in nasal breath in through the nose. The first thing you should feel move is that right hand. That's where your belly's at. And that's expanding as much as you can. The next area you should start to feel that expansion is filling up in the ribs and a little bit of shoulder elevation. That should be the very last area, but we want to make sure that it's going to leave that area as well. So on your exhale, almost like you're pushing down with that left hand on down on that right shoulder, getting the air out from the shoulder first, and then emptying from the belly last. So it's like a pyramid. And we start from the bottom, work our way up. The up is the very end. And then we start where we ended on the exhale. It starts to leave the shoulder, starts to leave the ribs, starts to empty through the stomach. Having your hands on those areas are going to be an actual cue for yourself to, am I getting the motion? Am I getting the synchronization? Is the timing there? And you want to make sure that you're practicing this daily. Yeah, we practice breathing all the time. That's why when it gets off, it can stay off and become a chronic issue for us. So making sure you set, if you can at least set once a day, that's 100% improvement from yesterday, because maybe you've never practiced breathing drills before. So today might be your first day. So we've got 100% improvement from yesterday. Now we need to continue that pattern of continuing this practice further on of just a slight lean to the side, hand on the belly, inhale through the nose. Exhale, make sure you really focus on, if you don't remember this, just remember, breathe through the nose and the belly. Just remember that.
Right. And that's kind of where we get into discipline a little bit, right? Because I don't know how many times you've had a client, I know I've had them, where they come in, we get them breathing, they're like, man, I feel fantastic, that's, right? Yeah. They're like, this is the best I've ever felt. I don't have very much pain right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm squatting. I don't have any back pain. When I normally squat, I have back pain, but now I'm breathing right, I feel good. And then you run into them a week later and they come back, how'd you do over the week? Mm. And they're like, oh, my back is killing me. Or, you know, I woke up with a stiff neck. And it's like, you'll ask them, you'll go, well, how many times do you do breathing drills during the week? And they'll be like, oh, I didn't really think about it.
Yeah.
Right? So what's some ways that people can stay disciplined and just work those in through the day?
So chances are, right now, I'm almost willing to bet money on a majority of people listening at this lunch break can reach your arm out and grab your phone. The one thing that is constantly sending us reminders and bombardments, if you could start by at least setting an alarm on your phone, that's more than work than you did towards this goal before. Now, are you going to follow through with it? I sure hope so. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you're going to miss this drill if you don't at least set an alarm. So it's got to at least start somewhere. So grab your phone, set an alarm for sometime tomorrow. Chances are, first thing in the morning would be an opportune area. This drill should not last you more than 60 to 90 seconds. And if you feel like taking longer, please feel free to take longer. But if you can spend somewhere in a window of 90 seconds to maybe a minute working on your breathing at least once a day to maybe three times a day. If you hit three times a day, that would be great. Mm-hmm. But you got to start somewhere, and it's going to start with some sort of reminder. And we've got the technology that reminds us of missed calls, messages. Chris can tell you all about that with me. I'm sorry. Guilty.
Right.
You know, social media alerts, you know, calendar alerts. Make it easy for yourself. If you can make your reminder easy for yourself, that's great. And if you're not one who uses your calendar electronically, I used to be like that. I needed post-it notes. I lived and died by post-it notes.
Put yourself I remember your office at Gold's full of post-it notes.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, I still use post-it notes, let's be honest. I still use post-it notes, but my calendar has been a big help. So set yourself up by starting with at least creating a reminder somehow. And I'd say either a post-it note where you're going to see it. Your mirror in your bathroom is an easy one. The next to the handle on the fridge is an easy one, or by the front door. Start somewhere. Easy. You got to start somewhere.
90 seconds, make yes. it visible, mm-hmm. make it easy on yourself, program your phone. Who doesn't have a phone, right?
Yeah. And if you can, I know sometimes routines at home are harder. Maybe we have more structure at work. Again, this is 90 seconds, and when we're at work, we're under the wire. We need to stay accountable for deadlines. We need to stay accountable for work-related topics and other people in our teams. Or maybe it's just you. Maybe you're the sole provider on your job. Mm-hmm. So that, you've got a lot of hats you got to wear. Stress gets high, and it's very easy to start getting into a laborious, like I'm running a mile breathing while you're under stress, just mm-hmm. seated. So maybe work is going to be your best opportunity to set that reminder at your desk, next mm-hmm. to the computer, next to the laptop, next to whatever it is that you see regularly, and hit it there. Your car is another opportunity before or after your drive. Like I'm sure 90% of us are driving to work, probably more than that, are driving to work. I can do it right before I get out of the car or right as I got into the car. Mm-hmm. This is a seated drill. Mm-hmm. Everywhere works, but you need to start somewhere. Think big. Yeah, I want to create a new routine that's going to lead me out of pain. It's going to lead me into better performance and just a better way of life. Mm-hmm. You got to start small, sticky note, calendar reminder on the phone, but you got to do it now. Grab your phone.
I mean, you think about it, right? We take 12 to 15 breaths per minute. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't even realize it, but we've been breathing wrong in a sense.
For sure.
For a lot of reps. So it takes a lot of reps to reverse that process,
it
right?
Does. The mind is a slave to routine, and it wants the easiest routine. Mm-hmm. And if for whatever reason it's thinking that my routine is stress, well, then I better get used to this and get better at breathing under stress. So then it just gets better at breathing through the chest, through the shoulders, and your neck starts to tense up and we're getting tension headaches all of a sudden. We don't know why. Oh, it must be my stress. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, in a sense it is your stress. But if we can look at what your body is doing under stress and then figure out how we can unwind that, we definitely need to outwork these reps. And just like walking, I know in our brain-based training, walking's mm-hmm. another huge thing. We do that every day. And there's people out there working on step goals. Mm-hmm. What if your steps are not impacting the ground right? And that mm-hmm. tension driving from the ground up into your body is now offset tension and poor tension. Now we're trying to outwork thousands of steps. It mm-hmm. takes a lot of reps and it takes that discipline. So you if this is, and it should be, breathing important to you for whatever reason. Maybe you're a runner, maybe you're a mom, and you just, your back's tight from holding kids all day. Like, and I know the story, man. We got to start somewhere. And you, if you're not taking care of yourself, it's going to be way harder to try and take care of anybody else.
That is awesome. You are hearing some golden nuggets from Coach Clay today. We're going to be right back with him with some more. So you're going to want to stick around for that, okay? You're listening to The Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris on Power Talk 1040. And we are back with The Cerebral Edge, where we get you 1% better every day. We've been talking to Coach Clay Motley-Lunny over here. Mm-hmm. That was his stage name anyway. and we mostly dove into breathing because of how foundationally important that is.
Extremely.
Right?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about routine and about getting that routine set for people.
For sure, yeah. Because without the routine, all this talk about breathing isn't going to really go anywhere. And we talked about how to set up a routine for yourself, setting up something on your phone, like a calendar reminder, using a sticky note, where you could place those, when you could do these, how long to practice, just 30 to 90 seconds and you're good. Do it while you're seated. Try to make this as easy as possible. Because if you can't knock this out on an easy day, what makes you think you're going to knock it out on your worst day? So perhaps when you're trying to build this routine, plan for your worst day. Think about like all the stuff that could go wrong in your day and all the things that could pop up. Because goodness, when you're a dad, when you're a worker, when you're a husband, when you're a friend, and when you're a student, there's so much that could pop up in a single day. Look at the busiest day in your schedule and think about kind of the haywire things in your life and try to plan this routine within there. And if you can get this at least once a day in your hardest day of the week, you should be able to knock it out on your easiest days. That being said, I know there's big rocks and small rocks. If you don't have the discipline to lift a big rock or a small rock, then nothing's getting done. Mm. So start small. Make this as easy as possible for yourself as far as doing the routine with the calendar reminder, with your post-it note, whatever sticks out in your mind. And plan for a space where you won't be interrupted, and you do have that 90 seconds. Like, it's 90 seconds. Like, most of us watch YouTube videos for triple that time, let's be honest. And be realistic. This is a routine, and we need the discipline. So having that routine built to discipline yourself, mm-hmm. is tough. It is a choice. Realistically, are you going to hit it every day? No way. Like, we all fall off the horse. Chris and I are personal trainers. We miss workouts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not what's important, though. What's really important is getting back on the horse. And that's the mindset of, I understand I'm not perfect, but I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm going to have days that are just bad.
Right.
That's life. But I'm going to accept that, breathe for a moment, exhale it out, and say, I'm coming back either at the end of my day, or right now I'm going to take the 90 seconds, or I'm doing it first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, set that time and make yourself accountable and just understand you are going to fall off the horse, and that's okay.
And that's easy for a downward spiral to occur, where it's like, well, I didn't do this, so now I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to do that. So that's a great way to wrap that around. Just get back on the horse. Clay, I really appreciate you coming on today.
I appreciate being here. Thank you so much.
Talking about one of the most foundational things we can do is breathing. How do people get a hold of you?
A couple easy ways. I mean, we talked about phones already. I'll just throw my phone number out there for everybody. It is 626-215-2709, as well as email would be claylunny.cpt@gmail.com. That's claylunny.cpt@gmail.com. Those are the quickest ways you can get a hold of me. Or you can find me in the gym. I work at a gym called Pick It Up Fitness, right off of Powers and Research. I'm there 5 days a week. Get a hold of me. I love helping people. That's why we do this. It's just about not only making ourselves better, but the people around us. That's how we all get better.
Perfect. And I'm Coach Chris. You can reach me at CerebralEdgePerformance.com. And you are listening to The Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris. I'm Coach Chris. He's Clay Motley-Lunny. Thanks for joining us for this afternoon on Power Talk 1040.